Welcome to 5 Steps to Building a Successful Relationship Coaching Practice. I'm David Steele. I am founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, and with me today is Frankie Doran, the CEO and president of Relationship Coaching Institute. So you have the top leadership with you today. We really, really want to help you have a successful practice as a relationship coach because we really won't be able to make a difference in the world. Our training won't go anywhere if we can't get clients and have a successful practice. So in today's program, you will learn 5 steps to becoming a successful relationship coach, the 2 most important strategies for a wildly successful practice, how to set up your relationship coaching business, how to market effectively and affordably, and truly the most effective ways to market don't cost anything, and we'll prove that to you, how to get well-paying clients to hire you, very important, getting paid for what we do, and how to partner with RCI, Relationship Coaching Institute, to help singles and couples as a relationship coach. So welcome. Glad to have you here. And Frankie, take it away.
Okay. Well, I just want to add that we also have 2 amazing RCI coaches who are joining us today, Barb Elgin and Cher Tanner, who will also share some of their experiences as relationship coaches. So I want to just talk about, before we get into the program, the purpose of our seminar today. And one of our objectives is that we hope to convince you to join RCI. And, you know, David, we make no apologies for that, do we?
We have to be transparent. They're going to figure it out anyway.
Absolutely. But we truly believe that RCI coaches make a much-needed difference in the lives of their clients in the world. But an equally important reason, and one that's just as crucial to us, is to help provide you with some practical and proven tips on building a successful relationship coaching practice. And these are tips that you can use immediately to drive your business forward. So no matter what happens at the end of this call, you'll walk away with some really valuable information that you can use pretty well immediately. And so why are we doing that? Well, we think the world is in dire need of you. We really do. There's a lot of folks that are hurting these days, and they're really struggling with financial and life issues. And I don't believe it's an accident that people are seeking answers to life's important questions as a result of this current turmoil in their lives. I think today's challenging times are a catalyst for change, for introspection, for getting clarity about what's really important in life, and that includes the people we love, the planet we live on, and the legacy that we leave. And there's a shift happening, and relationship coaches can help accelerate the momentum of change. In many ways, we are what I call the way showers. David chuckles at that term, but I think we are the way showers to a world of individuals who are really hungry for self-awareness and transformation. And as a business, relationship coaching is pretty well recession-proof. And it is the only area of coaching, to my knowledge, that has the potential to sustain a long-term coaching relationship with your clients. Now, to clarify what I mean by this, if you just go to page 7 of the study guide, you'll see there are 5 stages of relationship coaching. And relationship coaches work with singles. They become pre-committed couples, and you can look at what that means. They become premarital couples, many of them, who become committed couples. So there's an opportunity to coach your clients over a span of many years as they transition from being single to the various stages of being a couple. And so this potential for longevity in a coaching relationship is unique to relationship coaching. And you know what? It's good for your business. Now, David, before we talk about the relationship coaching business model, is there anything you want to share? Anything you want to add to what I said?
Yes, I would just like to echo the part about relationship coaching being recession-proof, because relationships are what's most important to people, and if you're laid off or you're afraid of getting laid off or you're unemployed and having trouble getting a job, you know, in any of your circumstances, relationships are what's most important to you, and if you are single and you want a relationship and you meet a relationship coach that has some expertise and can really help you when you've been feeling stuck and overwhelmed. You know, how am I going to have? How's this going to happen for me? And who would want to go out with me if I don't have a job? Well, you know, finding the love of your life is probably the best financial security that you can get, and keeping the one you find is also the best financial security you can get. So people really get it when you talk to them about this. They do not hold back. They open up their wallets and they pay for it if they think you can really help them. So in today's program, we'll talk about how to prove value and how to prove that you can really help folks so that they will want to hire you and pay you. So yes, by all means, relationship coaching is recession-proof, but not if you are afraid that people can't afford your services.
Good point. So do you want to talk about your experience with relationship coaching in your business?
I got started as a therapist in 1978, and I specialized in my private practice with couples, and it was my passion to help people have successful marriages and families. I burned out on that in 1995 or 1996. It's working with couples in trouble is really hard, and the success rate is not very high, and it's just, you know, when people are arguing and there's a lot of damage done, it's a lot of the times irreversible. So I was really feeling like I was banging my head up against the wall. It was a strong part of my mission to help people have successful relationships. But as a therapist, it wasn't very fulfilling to me. I like success. I like results. And I stumbled upon coaching by accident, this brand new profession that was just emerging right under my nose. I didn't even know about it. I just stumbled upon it. And looking into it, I became very excited about the potential of coaching to help people get what they want out of their life. Very different than therapy. Wow. Very positive, very empowering, very goal-oriented, very results-oriented, and gets results. It works. And so I wanted to apply coaching to relationships. I couldn't figure out how to do that. I looked around for a training program. Who can show me, who can train me how to coach relationships using this powerful methodology as opposed to, you know, other things? There was no training program. And so I set about determining for myself, how do you coach relationships? And I had an epiphany, probably the biggest epiphany of my life. And it's so simple. I mean, you might laugh at this. It's singles become couples. Wow, the implications for my profession and wanting to help people with successful relationships just expanded by the millions, because who has a goal of having a successful relationship? You know, pretty much everybody does, and a large percentage of the population in the United States, 101 million adults, are single. And most of them don't want to be single. So that's a great opportunity for me as a coach. So I set about determining, well, how do I help singles? I knew nothing about it. My focus had been with couples. And this is not about individual coaching or individual therapy. It's how do you help somebody who is single and wants a relationship find and have the love of their life? How do you do that? And there was no model for doing that. There's lots of advice for singles, and, you know, it's advice doesn't work. Coaching works, but coaching is not about giving advice. So I started formulating what relationship coaching was. I started doing it in my practice. And that, by the way, is the birth of Relationship Coaching Institute, because my colleagues caught on and they wanted me to show them what I was doing. So I put together a training for them. And so I set about trying to solve the problem of how do I market? How do I get clients for relationship coaching? So I decided to focus on the singles, because it seemed to me it was so much easier to identify who they are and reach them. And singles seemed to me to be the ideal clients. They have a clearly identified goal. They're single and want to find a partner. They typically have discretionary time and income. They are typically, you know, very motivated. They want to do something about it. So I started a pilot group, a pilot project in my office. I invited a group of singles from the community to come into my office every week for 4 weeks. And I just tested stuff out with them. I tried different things, and I did some market research with them, trying to figure out, you know, what do they want? What do they need? What are the problems that they identify? You know, what kind of services and programs could I offer them? And as a result of that pilot project, I rolled out a what I called a Friday night social for singles in Silicon Valley. And I built it as a safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet. So write this down. Safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet. There's some powerful words in there to the singles in my area, the singles that I wanted to reach based on my market research. Singles want it to be safe, especially the women, and they don't feel safe out there in the community and bars and, you know, on the internet and things like that. And they want it to be fun. You know, they don't want to be so serious and results or goal-oriented. They want to have fun in their life. And they do, the ones I want to reach anyway, they do want education. They want information. They want to have a better life. They want to get better results. They realize that, you know, life can be better and how things are going for them can be better, and new and better information and strategies are going to help them do that. So, but they didn't want it to be all about education, and they didn't want it to be all about fun. They wanted a kind of a combination. So I put together a Friday night social, and it was very, very successful. We outgrew the first space within 3 weeks, and it ran every Friday night for many, many years. I handed it over to my business partners, and I focused on Relationship Coaching Institute full-time after the first 2 years. And did I want to work every Friday night? No. But I really wanted to get my relationship coaching practice off the ground, and my goal was to build a business that was sustainable, that I could bring in associates and partners. And I did. So we had, I brought in one business partner, and then me and my business partner, we brought in some associates. We started doing workshops and classes. The classes, they were feeders for our groups, because the graduates of the classes, they had lots of great information. And I developed the conscious dating program, so this was the conscious dating class. They had great information and great strategies, and they really saw the value of getting ongoing support for implementing that information and those strategies. So the graduates from the class, typically half of them, at least 50% of the people that took the class would want to continue in a group. I formulated a group model I called a coaching team, and it was sort of like a group on steroids. In addition to being a coaching group, you know, we also went on field trips together as a group, and the group members supported each other, you know, outside the group meetings. It wasn't just about meeting every week and then forgetting each other existed. So it became like a family. It was a very, very successful model. Word got around, and in order to take the group, in order to participate in the group, you had to do the conscious dating program. Everybody had to be on the same page. That means they had to take the class. So we had a lot of people taking the class because they wanted to join the group. And then a lot of folks wanted our individual coaching because they didn't want a group, or didn't have time for a group, or didn't fit their schedule, or they were in a group and they wanted individual coaching in addition to that. And so we had this business model going in Silicon Valley for years that was very, very successful, having a regular event for singles, in our case, every week on a Friday night, conducting ongoing classes and workshops that we marketed to the folks that inquired about our singles events on Friday nights or showed up. And the whole community that developed around the Friday night events, they helped promote the classes and workshops. Every time somebody new came in and we made an announcement about a new class or workshop starting, oftentimes I would see, you know, one of the regulars or one of the graduates, you know, lean over to somebody else and say something like, and I overheard this many times, "Oh, you really got to take this class. It's really great. It's cool. I highly recommend it." You know, you can't buy that kind of sales help. So it was a very successful model. It was a lot of fun, and it allowed me to transition out and build a new business, which was Relationship Coaching Institute, and training other relationship coaches. And my vision was to promote relationship coaching and have it be so ubiquitous, so common around the world, that it would be like having a McDonald's in every corner. You want a hamburger? There's McDonald's. you want support for your relationship or to get a relationship, hire a relationship coach, of course. Why would you not want to? And isn't it interesting that here we are 12 years later, and my business partner, my colleague and friend, Frankie Doran, who's the president and CEO of Relationship Coaching Institute, happens to be a former vice president of marketing for McDonald's. Very interesting.
Perfect segue into my model.
Yeah, so anyway, that's basically a very real example of a relationship coaching business that I developed in Silicon Valley, and I've supported other coaches to develop that in their areas. It's very, very successful, and there's, of course, variations on it. Not everybody wants to do a weekly singles event, but it really does work, especially the marketing to groups and providing group services and having people take classes, and the graduates of classes are your candidates for your coaching and for your groups. So that's my business model. That's my experience with that. And Frankie, how about you?
Well, my business background is pretty diverse. I've owned and operated several multi-million dollar companies in the telecom and consulting fields. And I've also spent a fair amount of my career in the corporate world, so kind of a foot in both, back and forth, yo-yo. But my last corporate job, as David said, was working for McDonald's Canada, where I was responsible for national marketing. And McDonald's, like all major multinational companies, has a very strong business and marketing best practices. And most of them can be applied very successfully to small business, you know, with a little bit of tweaking. Now, I managed an annual marketing budget of $60 million. And, you know, sometimes I think back and I say, well, gosh, I'd love to have those funds at my disposal now. But the reality is that you don't need $60 million. You know, a small business owner has to get by with less and can do a very good job with much less, because the principles of marketing, those best practices, are very similar, and they can be applied to any size of business, and we're going to talk about them a bit later. But I left McDonald's after having an epiphany about the legacy that I wanted to leave behind. And honestly, I can tell you it had nothing to do with selling hamburgers. You know, how many hamburgers have I contributed to selling? That was not what I wanted to do. That's not what I wanted to be known for. And I went into coaching because I was looking for something that was meaningful. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to contribute. And I've been a coach for about 6 years. For the first 2 years, my perfect client was just about anyone who was breathing and had the resources to pay for my coaching services. And I think a lot of you may be able to relate to that. And even with all of my business experience, my practice didn't take off until I focused on relationship coaching. So at the end of year two. And I actually came to relationship coaching through a very serendipitous route. I had an opportunity that was presented to me by the Toronto Star, which is, for any of you who are Canadian or know of Canada, it's one of Canada's leading daily newspapers. And they asked me to participate in this four-month series whereby I would be the only relationship coach to 20 singles. And so what they planned was every Friday they were going to feature me, you know, the relationship coach, and my 20 clients, and there was going to be a two full-page spread in their life section. They wanted me to have a blog on their website. You know, it was a big deal. And they were paying me on top of it, you know. And this was really an incredible opportunity. And, of course, I accepted the assignment immediately. You know, I said, I would love to do this. I said, do you have any idea how you want this structured? And they said, no, we were hoping that you could help us. And I said, I'll tell you what, give me a week. I'll come back with a proposal for you. So when I hung up the phone, I scrambled frantically to find some specialized relationship coach training because I was a life coach. I didn't have any specialty training, but there was no way I was going to miss this opportunity. So very fortunately for me and my 20 singles, as it turned out, I came across RCI, I joined RCI immediately. So for those of you who are not aware of this, RCI is not only a training institute, we're also a member organization. So I joined RCI, and I was able to put together this really complex four-month program without any training, okay, just from the information that was available to RCI members. I just downloaded a whole bunch of stuff, read it. It was very easy to digest, put together this program. And by the time the next RCI Singles Coach training program started, I was literally just 1 week ahead of my clients, you know, in this national newspaper. So I think it's a testament to the caliber of the RCI curriculum that I was able to do that. You know, plus I have a habit of jumping off the cliff without a parachute, but that's another issue. But as a result of the exposure in the STAR, I was asked to participate in a number of TV and radio programs, and there was a whole bunch of publicity. And in conjunction with that, you know, I had these amazing tools and materials and programs that I had available from RCI that made it really easy for me to very quickly build my practice. I had content that I didn't have to create. It was there. You know, I could tweak it. I added stuff to it, but, you know, the core of the information was there, and it was just magnificent. So in a very short period of time, I had already worked with about 700 singles. You know, so that was, I think, pretty amazing. And one of the keys to a successful practice is that you really have to be aware that you need to develop multiple revenue streams and a marketing system that's the pipeline for driving clients into your practice. And my pipeline included a whole bunch of different things. I did free presentations to groups like Parents Without Partners, and I did two or three of those a month. I did some teleseminars. Some of them were free. Some of them had a fee associated with them. I did lots and lots of workshops, two, three, sometimes four a month. I did one-on-one coaching. I led coaching teams, as David said, you know, that model that he developed. I organized singles events. Like, I was just out there, and, you know, I was ubiquitous. I was everywhere, and certainly in this local market. And what the RCI content really freed me up from having to reinvent the wheel and enabled me, you know, to be out there and actually engaging my prospective clients. So what would happen is, and here's kind of the flow of my business model, I would do a lot of free presentations to groups, and at the end of the presentation, encourage them to either come onto my website to get a free report, or I would promote an upcoming event. So I'd go from free presentations, transitioning some of those people into my workshop that was coming up. And on average, 75 to 80% of my workshop attendees came into my private coaching practice. So that was the way that I systematized my marketing plan and basically my marketing pipeline. And then, as David said, you know, about 2 years ago, David and I became business partners, and I brought my corporate and my coaching experience to make RCI even more turnkey for our members. You know, we both have a lot of experience that we share. So that's my story, David.
And you're sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it. So, do you want to talk about anything else around business and marketing model for coaches who are getting started?
I'm very open to the questions that people have, but right now I'm just ready to launch.
Okay, well, perfect. Let's get into the meat of this session, the five steps to building a successful coaching practice.
Okay, so five steps to building a successful relationship coaching practice. And if you take a look in the study guide, on page 3, that's where we are, and you notice that the study guide is designed, this part anyway, is designed in the Swiss cheese fashion, meaning that there are holes to fill in. So hopefully you printed it out and you're ready to fill in the holes, or you're just looking at it online, and I will tell you what to put in the holes. So on step 1 of the 5 steps is very simple, actually. Become a relationship coach. We all start here. And I need to explain why this is step 1. I've seen a lot of folks call themselves a relationship coach, and they have no specific relationship coaching training. I've seen a lot of therapists call themselves a relationship coach, and what they're really doing with their clients is their form of therapy. So truly, if you want to be a relationship coach as we define it in RCI, you want to be a coach who helps people have successful relationships using a coaching methodology as it's developed in recent years, then join Relationship Coaching Institute to get our training. There are a few other training programs, very, very small, scattered here and there. We are the first. We are the largest. We are the standard in the industry. We are very, very well respected and credible. And we are the only certifying body. We are the only entity that can award you a certification as a certified relationship coach or a master relationship coach. You know, anybody else could try, but really, to be credible. For an example, if you Google relationship coaching, just put in relationship coaching in any search engine. Whenever I do this with Google, which I do every now and then, Relationship Coaching Institute always comes up number one in the search listings. We are the leader. We are the pioneer. So step one is become a relationship coach rather than pretending or just saying you're one. You know, really get training, know what you're doing around relationship coaching, then you'll have something to offer. Step two is package your services for a niche. So write this down. It's very simple. The words are simple. Package your services for a niche. So once you become a relationship coach, you have services to offer. A lot of therapists, counselors, coaches will try to sell their services in the form of sessions. You know, come hire me. I charge $95 an hour. You know, you want a session with me, don't you? Here, I'll give you a sample session even. And that doesn't work very well. And we'll talk a little bit about what to do instead when we talk about marketing a little later. But your services are what you can do for your client. You need to package those services and make them tangible, because what we do as coaches is basically we talk. And we listen, but, you know, that's hot air going back and forth, and it's not very tangible. So people make their buying decisions based upon packaging. We need to make our services more tangible. For example, as a relationship coach for singles, I offer the Conscious Dating Program. I have Conscious Dating workshops and classes, and I do Conscious Dating coaching. And it was my brand and my program, and I even wrote a book about it. So package your services for a niche. Now, the word niche is interesting. A lot of practitioners tend to shy away from the idea. They hate the idea, actually. They say, oh, I don't want to limit myself. Well, first of all, let's get clear on what a niche is. A niche, in my opinion, my definition of a niche, is it's an identifiable group of people. So write this down. It's very important. A niche is an identifiable group of people. It's different from your specialty, which is different from your profession. So your profession might be a relationship coach. Your specialty might be a relationship coach for singles, a relationship coach for couples. Your niche might be relationship coach for Christian singles over 50 in the Milwaukee area. That's an example of a niche. It's an identifiable group of people. So you have your profession, you have your specialty, you have your niche. So step two is package your services for a niche, an identifiable group of people. Take your services and package them. Call it something, develop programs, we'll talk about that next. You know, do what you can to make your services tangible. Offering a class or a workshop is a great way to make it tangible, because that's, you know, delivering information. That's not coaching, but it helps make what you do tangible. Most practitioners don't do this. Yet, this is the difference between struggling and being wildly successful. Now, the secret to packaging your services for a niche, it's very, very powerful. The big corporations do it. We need to do it too. And I already told you what it is. It's market research. So remember when I told you I did a four-week pilot project in my office, and I asked them questions, and I tried different things on them. I tried to identify exactly what they want, what they need, and what they, you know, what their needs, goals, and challenges are. They really helped me design my business. So when I rolled it out and I advertised it as a safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet, I knew that would work. Because the kind of people I wanted to work with, the kind of the niche of people that I wanted to attract and reach, that is the power words that they would resonate for them and they would respond to. So the secret to packaging your services for a niche is market research. Very, very, very important. Do not shortcut it. In our practice building program, we have a whole module on this, and we help you do it. There's a tendency for us to want to do what sounds good to us. Put up a website that looks good to us. Design a class that we would like to attend. And have a business name that we like the sound of. But you know what? You are different from your audience. You need to do the market research so that you can get inside their skin and you can come up with a business name and a website and services that appeal to them. Does no good if it appeals to you and doesn't appeal to them. You want to market to your desired audience, not yourself. And write that down. That's quotable. Market to your desired audience, not yourself. The secret to doing that is market research. So step one, become a relationship coach. Sounds obvious, sounds simple, but a lot of people shortcut that and figure, well, I know all about relationships. I'll call myself a relationship coach and do that. Doesn't work. And you wash out pretty quick. Step two, package your services for a niche. Do your market research. The people that you want to help will help you design your services and pretty much show you what the packaging needs to look like. It's wonderful. So five key elements of doing this are, number one, seminars and workshops. Like I said, seminars and workshops and classes are a great way of making your service is more tangible. You can put together your content and provide information. And it's not giving advice. You don't want to give advice. And it's not coaching either. It's a seminar or a workshop or a class. It's a great way to package your services. So my business really, really took off when I developed the Conscious Dating program and started doing classes, workshops, and seminars around that. Before that, my relationship coaching for singles was not very tangible. So element number two under step two is programs. So if you have a program, now what is a program? A program is a system. A program has a beginning, a middle, and an end. A program has a name or a brand. So the Conscious Dating Program, it stands for something. It has a workbook. It has a series of steps and exercises. You start at the beginning, you work all the way through the end. It has deliverables. It helps singles be clear about who you are, what you want, and how to get what you want, and ends up with a relationship plan of exactly how to find the love of your life. And then we end up coaching the single to follow that relationship plan. So it creates coaching clients, actually. So first element is to have classes, seminars, and workshops that you offer. That is a very needed form of packaging your services, then having a program that you do with your clients so your services are structured and systemized and therefore much more tangible and packaged. The third element is a service delivery system. Now, it's a little confusing to have a menu. So what do you want? Do you want a class? Do you want a workshop? Do you want individual coaching? Do you want group coaching? You know, you want online coaching? You want to meet three times a month? You want to meet once a month? You want for this price point? You want that price point? You know, if people have to think about it, they won't make a choice. So you want to have a system that makes sense to people. So I gave you an example of my system, which was, you know, we had our Friday night social, which is open to the public, open to anybody, as long as you were single. And you met our criterion. You know, we didn't just let anybody in the door. You had to meet our standards of grooming, dress, and sobriety. Those were our three biggies. And behavior. And we actually had a sign at the door around that. But your service delivery system, our service delivery system started with a Friday night social. We did every Friday night, open to the public. And then we had a regular class or workshop that we did that we invited people to attend. It was their introduction to the conscious dating program. It ran them through all the pieces of it. Then we had coaching teams that ended up becoming very popular and people wanted to join, but they couldn't join it until they took the conscious dating program. So this was a whole system, and it made sense to people. So your services, you can organize into a service delivery system. How do they come in the door? What did they do next? What did they do next? How do they exit the door, if ever? And you might have a system that has packages, for example, like silver, gold, and platinum. And you design exactly what goes into that those packages, and that makes sense to people because it's familiar to them. They've seen these kinds of packages other places. So element number four is having products. And there are times that people, before they sign up for your class, before they take a risk, before they engage you in person, there's times that they just want to buy a product. They want to buy a book. They want to listen to a CD. They want to take an online program. You know, they want a home study course. You know, so having products allows you to reach people beyond your office and gives people a way to sample you and engage you, a way for you to leverage your time so you don't have to actually be there. And so people that need to put their toe in the water and buy a $15 book, you know, it gives them a way to do that. And this is really what convinced me to write the Conscious Dating book, by the way. For years, I resisted it. Everybody was telling me, you got to write a book, you got to write a book. You got such great stuff. And my response was, you know, there's so many books for singles out there. I don't want to write a book. I don't care about writing a book. I believe in coaching. I want to work with singles and coach with them. I don't think you can get it from a book. However, I eventually came around because I saw the value of a book to reach people that I couldn't reach myself, and to give them a way in the door, a safe, risk-free way in the door to engaging my coaching services. So products are a very valuable element of packaging your services. And they don't need to be products that you create, by the way. Creating your own products is easy. All you have to do is give a seminar like Frank and I are doing right now, record it, and then offer the recording. And then, boom, you got a product. And there's many other ways to develop products, but you can also offer other people's products. So, like the RCI coaches, they all have access to RCI products, the communication map, the conscious dating book. We even provide them with personalized CDs of conscious dating for relationship success. If you go on Amazon and you look it up, you'll see that it's a retail audio program. It's a CD, you know, just like the ones you get at the store. They're all, you know, nice graphic packaging and all that. And we provide it to our coaches personalized so they can have their name, their contact information on it, and they can give it away to people. And that's an example of a product. They can also get a special edition of the Conscious Dating book. We call them special editions because it includes a foreword that they have their name and contact information included after the foreword, and the cover of the book says Conscious Dating by David Steele, foreword by, and then the coach's name. So it's a great product, and if you want to enhance credibility, you want to market yourself as a relationship coach, being able to give prospects, you know, this book is a great way to do that if you're starting from scratch and you don't have your own product. So the fifth key element is branding. Branding is basically calling your business or calling what you do, giving it a name that resonates with people. So the Conscious Dating is a brand. It's my trademark. I went through the trouble of getting it registered, so it's a registered trademark, and it's a brand. It stands for something. So, and brands are, you know, this is how we relate to things. Apple Computer is a brand. You know, Windows is a brand. Whenever I say these words, the image of the product or the company or your experience with it immediately comes up to you. It makes it more tangible. Now, you can be your own brand. Frankie Doran, relationship coach. That might be Frankie's brand. Frankie at frankiedoran.com. You know, maybe she doesn't need anything else other than that. But if you're going to be your own brand, then go ahead and be your own brand and have your name as your domain name. Have a website with your photo on every page. It drives me crazy when I see websites of practitioners and I can't find their photo. Sometimes I find one where I can't even find their name. I don't know whose website this is. I go all over the website looking for who is this person? And they are talking in glowing terms about how they want to help and what their practice is like and how much they charge, and I can't find out who they are. So, you know, please don't make that mistake. So this is step two, package your services for a niche, and these are the five key elements of this step. Seminars, classes, and workshops, element number one. Element number two is having a program. Element number three is having a service delivery system that makes sense to people. Element number four is having products so that people have a risk-free way of getting in your door and engaging you. And element number five is branding, all part of packaging, is having a name that resonates with people and they can relate to. And market research is the key to all of this. Market research guarantees that you will not fail. You will succeed because the people that you want to help are telling you exactly how to help them and what works with them. Okay, step three. Apply marketing strategies to develop prospects. So at the bottom of page three of the study guide, apply, the blank is, marketing strategies to develop prospects. Now, marketing is the process of communicating what you do. That's pretty much it. And what I didn't understand for a long time, because I didn't come from the corporate world like Frankie, I didn't understand that there's a big difference between marketing and enrollment. Because marketing is communicating what you do. It's not going to create a client by itself. It's going to attract prospects. And then we need to convert those prospects into clients, and that's a process called enrollment. So we need to have effective marketing strategies to communicate what we do so that we develop prospects. And then we need to have effective enrollment strategies to convert those prospects into clients. And here is something I'd like you to write down. You can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. You can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. You can spend hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars in marketing and make no sales. And I have proof of that. It happened to me. Early on in my private practice, I was a year or two into full-time private practice. I wanted more couples, private pay couples in my practice. I was getting a lot of insurance reimbursement people, a lot of managed care, you know, fraction of my hourly rate with a lot of paperwork. And I wanted a private pay practice, which is the dream of most therapists that I talk to. And so how do I do this? I had no idea. So I found myself a local marketing consultant. I looked it up in the Yellow Pages. This was before the internet, by the way. So I looked it up in the Yellow Pages, marketing consultant. I found a guy. He convinced me that the way to reach thousands of prospective couples in my area for pennies apiece was direct mail marketing. Well, I didn't know any better. I figured, well, he's the expert, so I'll give it a try. Well, $8,000 later, to pay him to design the flyer, to mail it out to tens of thousands of people in the area, $8,000 later, nothing, zero, no clients. And it was a big wake-up call for me that this private practice thing doesn't work like other businesses, that people that talk a lot about marketing and charge a lot of money to show you how to market or help you market, they don't necessarily know what they're talking about. So, man, it gives me great pleasure in my practice building programs to prevent people from wasting their money, because I wasted mine big time early on. And it really hit home for me that you can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. We need to apply effective marketing strategies to develop prospects. So there's four key strategies here. Number one, use all three forms of marketing. The three primary forms of marketing are speaking, writing, and networking. If you want to guarantee your success, you'll do all three. Really? You only need to do one. If you're a good speaker, you enjoy speaking, then speak. Like Frankie did, that is a great way to develop prospects who will become your clients, is get out there and talk in front of groups. When you do that, you are the expert. People perceive that you know what you're talking about, even if you're just making it up. And you will attract people that want to work with you. And the people that come up to you afterwards and ask questions, they're attracted to you. The people that raise their hands and ask questions, those are your potential clients. So when you're speaking, pay attention to those opportunities. Target those people. Engage them. So speaking is what we're doing now. Frankie and I are communicating what we do by speaking. Now, writing is writing articles, writing stuff and putting it on your website or your blog. Writing is writing a book, a column for a local newspaper. For years, I did a column in my local parent magazine, and that fed my practice for a long time. And it gave me a lot of referral sources because I was in a regular publication that people could point to. So I became known for that specialty. So speaking, writing, and networking. Now, networking is basically developing relationships with people. And relationships make the world go round. We're relationship coaches. We are good at this, or we should be anyway. And there's a form of networking that I especially want to highlight, and it involves developing referral sources. Developing relationships with professionals and organizations that are in a position to refer potential clients to you. You do not have to sit in your office by your phone hoping it'll ring. You can reach out and develop relationships with referral sources so that they drive traffic to you and the phone is ringing all by itself constantly. And I call that building your referral system. I like having a system. I like having a whole system of people that are feeding traffic my way so that then my job becomes very easy. I just answer the phone. And you can do that too. There's other forms of networking like partnerships and joint ventures and bringing on a partner or bringing on associates. Or joint venturing is simply getting together with another professional organization on a joint project of some kind to reach your desired audience. For example, years and years ago in my singles organization, we joint ventured with the largest singles organization in the Bay Area to put on a Halloween party. And it was at a big hotel. It was a very expensive proposition. We couldn't have afforded to do that on our own in a million years. But they had the resources. They had a lot of experience with this kind of thing. And they wanted to partner with us because we brought a lot of cachet and quality to the event. It wasn't just about being a meat market. And so it helped us reach thousands and thousands of singles that we would not have ordinarily reached. And it was a joint venture. It was very, very successful. So the three primary forms of marketing are speaking, writing, and networking. Really, you only have to do one. But if you do all three, you're guaranteed to be successful. Second key strategy is effective use of a website, blog, and social networking. So a key word here is effective use of a website, blog, and social networking. I told you about occasionally I come across a website from a practitioner who's marketing to a particular audience, and I can't find them anywhere on the website. That is not an effective use of a website. In fact, I want to share with you what I consider to be the most important feature of a website for a private practice professional. The most important feature is one that will develop a prospect for you, not one that will have people anonymously going to your website to read stuff and then go away. You want to capture that lead. You want them to enter their name and email address and get something valuable. Like Frankie was talking about, speaking in front of groups and driving people to our website to download a special report. So that kind of thing, to get a free audio program or a special report or to have a free membership for something. So what valuable thing can you put out there that you can put on your website and invite people to put their name and email address in order to get? It's going to be targeted to the people in your niche. And you want to develop prospects. These are your leads. Then you can build a relationship with them. That is the single most effective feature of a website, in my opinion. Now, a website is static. Once you put up a website, it doesn't change very much. A blog, on the other hand, is dynamic. You're posting new articles and announcements all the time on the blog. And search engines love blogs because search engines tend to index anything new on the internet. They don't crawl your website every day if it doesn't change. As soon as it changes, the spiders crawl your website and index to change. So blogs are much more searchable and much more successful at reaching traffic, people searching for information and resources around their challenges and goals, much more successful than websites. Social networking is a whole other animal. In Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and resources like that, you can really build a community. So why not put together a niche community? So you have a targeted group of people you want to reach and be of service to. So use social networking and develop a Facebook community for them. Create a Twitter feed just for them. Twitter's great. I mean, I can go on and on about Twitter, but there's very few other resources I know that you can reach thousands and tens of thousands of new followers within a month or two. And the more specialized you are, the more likely that you're going to reach your desired audience, because the practitioners that want to help everybody and that don't differentiate themselves, they do not get much traffic. The people that specialize, The more narrow your specialty, the more likely people are going to find you on the internet, because they're looking for, you know, information and resources and support for their individual situation. So social networking is very effective for specializing and reaching and building a niche community. Number three of the four key strategies for applying marketing to develop prospects is to build your platform. And in the publishing industry, this is a big deal. If you want to get a book deal, you got to have a platform. You got to have a big one. Otherwise, they won't even look at you. What is a platform? A platform is basically everybody that knows you. And you want to build your platform. And it can't be personality-oriented. It can't be, you know, all about David Steele. I mean, who cares about David Steele? David Steele might care about David Steele. Other people, you know, they need something more than just David Steele. So build your platform based upon the people you want to reach, the people you want to serve, and if you have a brand like I do around conscious dating, you can build your platform around conscious dating or around whatever your specialty or niche might be. And then people start caring about that, and they will... Your goal is to be the go-to person for that. So when people need information or they stumble across, here's an example. Recently, I needed a lawnmower. My power lawnmower went kaput. And I decided I'm going to go green. I want to get a hand push mower this time. And the ones that I saw at Home Depot, I did not like. They were just too flimsy and didn't, you know, I did not like it at all. I did some research online about push mowers, and I found a great resource. Actually, it's hard to find good information about push mowers nowadays. I don't understand why. They should be in every hardware store, but they're not. So I found a great resource on push mowers that compared all the available models, and I got to research what people said about them and the different features, and it was great. It really helped me make a decision. And just yesterday, my push mower was delivered. I was so excited. I put it together, and I mowed the lawns. We were getting kind of long, and I was really glad I had that resource. So when you have a specialty and a niche, you can position yourself as a go-to person for your specialty and niche. You will build your platform. People will come to know you, like you, and trust you, want to buy from you, want to hire you. But your platform, another way to build your platform we already talked about is having a lead generator on your website, your opt-in offer. Name and email address here, free immediate access to, and here's how to solve your biggest problem, you know, which I know because I've done the market research on you. So number four of the four key strategies is, for marketing, is to build your referral systems. Other people talking about you is the best form of marketing, absolute best, because you have third-party endorsement. Here is a fact, a well-researched fact, that by far the most effective way that private practice professionals get clients is word-of-mouth referral. By far. Write this down. It's worthy of remembering. By far, the most effective way that private practice professionals get clients is word-of-mouth referral. So building your referral systems, and other people are talking about you. They are communicating what you do and not only just delivering information about, well, here's this guy, David Steele, and he has a conscious dating program for singles. So if you've been frustrated about being single for 20 years and have given up, you know, check it out. It becomes third-party endorsement. It's not just about delivering information. It's almost like a testimonial, an endorsement, meaning I think this might be a good resource for you. I'm a credible person because I'm your doctor or your lawyer or your friend, and because you trust me, then you're more likely to go ahead and check this out. So referrals are gold. It is truly by far the most effective way that private practice professionals get clients. So build your referral systems. So step three is apply marketing strategy to develop prospects. Four key strategies, use all three forms of marketing, speaking, writing, and networking. Number two, effective use of website, blog, and social networking. Number three, build your platform. And number four, build your referral systems. So step four. Oh, take a breath here. Step four. Apply enrollment strategies to convert prospects to clients. We talked about how enrollment is different from marketing, and you can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. So the secret is enrollment. It has its own set of strategies and skills. And let's face it, what we do is a very, very personal, intimate service. People really have to know us, like us, and trust us in order to hire us and work with us. Now, we, from the inside, feel like we are safe people. We are dedicated, committed professionals. We get results. We're good at what we do. They don't know that. To them, we're scary. You know? On the inside, we feel like, well, of course you should hire me. To them, it's like, huh, so what? Who are you? Yeah, right. So the way to bridge that gap between how we feel on the inside of being safe and effective and the skepticism and fear on the other side is enrollment, is building a relationship. That's what enrollment's about. It's about building a relationship so that this person comes to know you, like you, and trust you. There's many, many ways to do that, many strategies involved. I'd like to share with you three. The first is to position your complimentary session. Most private practice professionals I know of provide a complimentary consultation or session, or sample session, as they call it in the coaching world. And in my opinion, they do a very poor job of it. On your business card or your website, it'll say, free 30-minute consultation. And if we're in a profession where people really need to know us, like us, and trust us in order to work with us, then if they don't know us, like us, and trust us, they're not already inclined to hire us, why are they going to do that? From our point of view, hey, we're giving away our time for free. Who wouldn't want that? Well, how's it working for you? for most people is not working at all. Why is it not working at all? Because we don't have the relationship yet. So how do you build that relationship? You motivate people to engage you. How do you motivate them? Address something that is really, really, really important to them. How do you know what's really, really important to them? Market research. And so you then position your complimentary session to address their biggest need, problem, challenge, or goal. So let's say I'm a relationship coach for singles, and I have a conscious dating program I want to sell. I want clients. I want to help people find the love of their life. I decide that my niche is going to be women over 50. And so I do my market research on women over 50, and I find that they are discouraged. They're telling themselves it is too late, that men want, you know, a younger woman, that, you know, the available number of men are dwindling, and, you know, it's hopeless for them, and they're old, they're unattractive, they're overweight. And I really, my heart goes out to them, and I really, really want to help them. So I might position my complimentary session to address their fears. And how might I do that? I'm just making this up off the top of my head right now. So, you know, the find the love of your life and live happily ever after over 50. I mean, that's what they really want. That's their biggest goal. They think it can't happen. How about, you know, overcome dating, you know, blockage over 50. So if I call my complimentary session something that addresses their biggest need, challenge, or goal, it resonates with them to say, yeah, that's me. Ooh, I want that, or I need that. Then they are much more likely to engage me and want to take me up on it. And what am I going to do? I'm going to do my sample session. I'm going to find out who they are, what they want, where they've been coming from, what's going on for them, what their goals are. And then I'm going to enter strategy number two, which is closing. Key strategy number two, put it on the line next to number two, closing. You need to have a way to close the deal, to encourage this person to hire you. You can't be giving a sample session and continue coaching them for free forever. You need to close. You need to talk to them in a way that encourages them to make the wise decision to hire you. Now, how do you close? I don't have time to go into it right now, but what I will do is point you to the seminar page. The URL that we gave you has the download link and for the study guide. It also has a couple of other links. Free practice building tips, bonus program, how to get clients in challenging times, and RCI membership sneak peek audio. Frankie and I want you to check out all three of those links. All three of them are very, very valuable. The first link, free practice building tips, takes you to BYIPtips.com. It stands for Building Your Ideal Practice. BYIPtips.com. In that program, there's a wallet card that you can download and put in your wallet. And remember this, you know, look at it every day. There's an audio program that explains all of the tips. On one side are the top five secrets of successful practice. On the other side are the four closing questions. So download the wallet card and listen to the audio program. It'll explain to you exactly the four closing questions, which are how to get hired. It's very, very powerful, and it's very simple. So go to BYIPtips.com and check that out. The other link, bonus program, how to get clients in challenging times. This is a seminar that we did a while ago to address the mindset that we saw happening where practitioners were very, very afraid that nobody could afford their services with the economy, you know, being down in the dumps. That is absolutely not true. When times are tough is when people need your support the most. And if they think that you can really help them, they will want to work with you. They will find a way to do that. And we'll talk about how in a minute. The third link is RCI membership sneak peek audio. This is an audio of an actual orientation conference call for new RCI members. And in it, we explain exactly how RCI works, exactly all the member benefits, and exactly how they work. And if you want to consider joining RCI, and you want to, before you, you know, sign up, you want to know, well, you know, what are all the benefits and how does this work? Go ahead and get a sneak peek and listen to this audio program. So it really is a sneak peek. It's an honestly a conference call that we do for new members to orient them. So here we are on step four, three key strategies. Number one, position your complimentary session. You know, call us something to address your niche's biggest need, problem, challenge, or goal. Second key strategy is to have closing strategies. You need to close. You need to talk to the client in a way that they decide to hire you and you close the deal. The four closing questions will help you do that. Very easy to learn and do. Key strategy number three is to plan and address objections, questions, reservations, and money issues. Now, they're going to come up. You know it. They're the same things that come up over and over again. Years and years ago, when I had a Yellow Page ad, and I would answer the phone, and somebody would be calling based on the Yellow Page ad, and they'd say, how much do you charge? What's your success rate? Where'd you get your training? So I got all these questions, and I knew intuitively it had nothing to do with my work with my clients, but they didn't know, you know, they were afraid. They were being very awkward and tentative and not sure how to go about, you know, hiring a therapist or counselor. So this is what came out of their mouth. And I didn't know how to address that effectively. I just, my answers changed every time I picked up the phone. So don't do that. Instead, plan what questions come up, like, what's your success rate? I mean, if somebody asks you that, what are you going to say? And then objections, like, well, gee, I'd like to, and I'm not sure I can afford it right now. Or, well, you know, I read in the Wall Street Journal that, 80% of coaches are struggling and they're not, they don't practice full time. And so this coaching thing must not be very successful if a coach can't, you know, get clients. So why should I hire you? So plan every single objection that you might get or have gotten. And what's your response going to be? So write down all the possible objections, all the questions, all the reservations, and the issues around money. And plan what your response is going to be. For example, the money one's a big one. And I don't blame you, I don't blame client for, you know, having lots of fears and scarcity around money. But there's a very, very simple, very elegant, very effective strategy for addressing money issues. And you know what? I don't have time to go into it now. I don't need to, because you have the link to how to get clients in challenging times. And in this program, I go specifically into this strategy, which addresses the, gee, I'd like to, but I can't afford it right now. So please listen to that program. Then you will never, ever have to worry if somebody thinks they can't afford it. So, step four is apply enrollment strategies to convert prospects to clients. Three key strategies: position your complimentary session, closing, have a closing strategy, four closing questions will do that for you, byiptips.com, and plan how to address objections, questions, reservations, and money issues. An example of a reservation, for example, is, well, gee, I'd like to, let me talk to my wife. I got to talk to my wife first. You know, that's a reservation. Well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. That's a reservation. So we need to address those effectively so that we're not left with our mouth hanging open saying, well, how do I respond to this? So in our practice building program here at Relationship Coaching Institute, we mentor folks. We mentor you in exactly how to address these things. So please do listen to the audio program, How to Get Clients in Challenging Times. A lot more information in there for you about this. Step five of our five steps to building a successful relationship coaching practice is follow through. get the support you need. Follow through. Follow up. The fortune is in the follow up. I mean, I told you that I had a Yellow Page ad, and I told you I got lots of calls on it. If they didn't hire me right then and then, if they did not make an appointment with me upon that first call, I didn't know what to do with them. I figured they were resistant, they weren't ready, you know, maybe they were shopping around. I didn't know how. So if I were to do it differently, I would have their name, number, and email address. I would follow up with them. When you have a prospect, there's two kinds of prospects. This isn't in the study guide, so write this down. Two kinds of prospects, bluebirds and boulders. Bluebirds are the prospects that when they find out about you, they're so attracted and so excited, they hire you on the spot. Oh, my God, when can we get started? They fly in your window. We love bluebirds. There's never enough bluebirds. After you're on Oprah, maybe you write a best-selling book, then you got lots of bluebirds. Boulders are the ones that need more information. They got to think about it. They have lots of reservations and questions. Basically, it's a lot of fear holding them back. And we need to know how to address them. We need to be able to enroll the boulders. So the fortune is in the follow-up. Some of your prospects might be bluebirds. Most will be boulders. We need to be able to follow up with them, build a relationship with them. You need to follow up everything you do. And this is the first key strategy. Always have the next step planned. Strategy number one under step five, always have the next step planned. My secret weapon is a two-word question. What's next? Whenever I do something, I always ask myself, okay, how do I follow this up? What's next? Okay, I'm going to do a teleseminar on how to build a successful relationship coaching practice. Then what? What's next? Okay, well, we're going to follow up by email. Okay, then what's next? Well, maybe the following month we'll do another high-value teleseminar. Okay, then what's next? What after that? And when you ask yourself this question, you end up developing a system. You have the first step, the second step, the third step, the fourth step. So everything needs to be connected. Everything needs to follow up. You need to have a system in your business. The way to create that system is to ask yourself, what's next? Always have the next step plan. If you're giving a talk to a group, how are you going to invite them to go to your website? How are you going to invite them to follow up with you, engage you, become your client or a prospect for you? Have that plan. Always have the next step plan. Strategy number two, a good coach is also an enthusiastic client. This is about getting the support you need. A good coach is also an enthusiastic client. I don't know about you, but I would never, ever hire a coach who does not have a coach themselves. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, if you believe in coaching, if you want other people to pay you money to be successful, and if you want to be successful, then you're going to have a coach, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense not to have a coach. And you know what? Since you're a coach, you don't even have to pay for it because you can have a buddy, a colleague, and exchange coaching. The key is about being supportable. The key is about, you know, getting out of your own head, getting out of your own experience, reaching out, being engaged in the world. The ones that fail, the ones that never make it and wash out, are the ones that try to do it all themselves and don't reach out. They don't have a coach. They just make it up in their own head, and then they implement it, and then when it bombs, they struggle a little bit, and then they give up. So a good coach is also an enthusiastic client. Number three, the third key strategy, is to benefit from the experience of others. Model who is doing what you want to do. You do not need to recreate the wheel. Do not operate by trial and error. Do not. It's not necessary. You don't need to be like David Steele and spend $8,000 learning that direct mail doesn't work to get clients. I mean, I laugh at that now. I didn't know any better at the time. Benefit from the experience of others. Model who is doing what you want to do. Don't recreate the wheel. Do not practice trial and error. Now, here at Relationship Coaching Institute, we've been there, done that. We've built successful practices. We've helped hundreds, honestly thousands, probably thousands. You know, we don't keep track. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm a coach. But, you know, we've mentored hundreds of relationship coaches to get clients and build successful practices. You do not need to recreate the wheel. So those are my five steps to building a successful relationship coaching practice. Frankie?
Great. Thank you, David. That was wonderful information. Okay. So I want to talk about launching a thriving relationship coaching practice with RCI. And I'd like to introduce our two guests. We have Barb Elgin and Cher Tanner, who are going to share their experiences with RCI.
Barb Elgin, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Frankie. Thank you for inviting me to this.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to join us. And I just want to ask you a few questions. Can you just give us a brief overview of your professional background and your current practice so we kind of know where you're at?
Sure. I am a licensed social worker in Maryland and Florida. I'm someone who about 7 or 8 years ago said, you know what, like David said, you know, I'm kind of at a plateau and became a life coach. I also continue to do my social work, but I've gradually transitioned out of social work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, myself, like many coaches, was didn't have a direction or a focus. I had known some coaches that had been through RCI and had kept hearing it, you know, kept hearing about David and so on. So came to this is probably the same exact sort of intro to coaching sort of class probably 4 years ago or so. Was right away just taken by it because I had gotten to the point, I think, in my business development to realize that I needed a niche. So joined RCI and I've never looked back. Been with you guys, I can't remember how long now, about 3 or 4 years. Totally, quote-unquote, sold on what David has created. I love what I'm doing. Like you guys said, it's an amazing career. In fact, I'm running around here right now and listening to this class to tell you guys who are on the phone who wonder about, you know, lifestyle and kind of integrating it with your work and your life. And I'm running around cooking a pot of spaghetti, listening to this, getting ready to go out to an appointment and doing some work and listening. I mean, it's just, you know, the freedom of it is amazing to me. So working from home, that sort of thing.
And Barb, what would you say is the most significant change you've experienced both personally and professionally since joining RCI?
I would say the focus, professionally, the focus of my work. I would say personally, I mean, it's just wonderful material. It's nothing like anything I learned in my training as a therapist and a social worker. It really does require sort of a shift, but it's a really positive shift, and it doesn't take away your identity as a therapist. And in fact, you bring all that information from that training and all that's just wonderful to it. It's just a matter of making some shifts in terms of how you do some things. But definitely, there's amazing material, and it helps you in your own relationship life.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Barb, for sharing that. And I'm going to let you go back to your spaghetti and your dog.
Hey, you know what? I was going to share with you the three C's. You had mentioned about the three top benefits. You've probably heard this already, guys, but I put the content, and that includes the continuous dynamic learning and training community that's here. The camaraderie, which is the strong foundation of David and Frankie, and they just really attract talented people, and also the networking with these other really wonderful coaches in the community. And lastly, the third C is commitment. There's a strong, I think, for life sort of commitment here for this community to really, and that means a lot to a professional who's building a practice to know you guys are there.
Well, thank you, Barb. I really love the way that you put that. And Cher, I heard that you came onto the call.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Thanks.
How about telling us a little bit about your background and your practice?
Sure. Let me just tell everybody that I am the GPS to happiness, guiding my clients to arrive at their heart's destination. And I wouldn't have that little vision for myself if I had not gone through this relationship program with David and Frankie. My background, I'm a certified authentic happiness coach through Dr. Martin Seligman's program, and I completed that in 2003. And I've been trained through Coachville and Coach U. I am a member of ICF and the Tampa Bay Professional Coaching Association. So I have, you know, pretty good background experience. And I joined RCI in 2007 because what I was really discovering is that regardless of how successful people are, it seems that if they do not have this primary relationship that they can, you know, feel loved and give love, that they really can't be authentically happy. And so I felt like, you know, this was a huge missing piece. And so in 2007, I joined RCI, and it's totally amazing. I can't believe probably the greatest thing to come out of it for me is just simply the idea that I know in my heart of hearts that I have something extremely valuable to share with my clients, and that with it, when they're done working with me, their lives will have improved in such a dramatic way. It's a sheer joy.
Hear, hear, share. That is so true.
And it's really true. And I was on ABC News last night sharing the 5 secrets of happiness. I would never have had the opportunity to do that. I was on Fox News not too long ago talking about the adventure of finding love after 50. All of this incredible experience that I'm going through right now has only happened since I joined RCI. Amazing to me what a turnkey operation it was handed over to me, and, you know, the knowledge bank that is available to me, and David Steele sitting on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock waiting for someone to show up to help them make their business better, which I had the most incredible experience one Wednesday. I was the only one that showed up. I had an entire hour with David that got my website on the way. I mean, it's just amazing to me. And when I was first considering this, I was somewhat skeptical to, you know, everything I was being told was going to be handed to me on a silver platter, and yet it's really true.
Wow, Cher, thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much, Cher.
Barb and Cher, I really appreciate both of you sharing your stories today. We are a member organization, we've said that before, and the reason that we became a member organization is that we found that a lot of coaches were not successful in building a practice, and it had nothing to do with the caliber of the training. It had everything to do with the fact that most coaches are not business or marketing people, and they need that type of support and community. So that's really, and the mentoring, so that's really why we transitioned into a member organization. And we do have 4 membership levels, and so that really enables our coaches to select the training and services that they want. And there's a lot of flexibility. You can upgrade, you know, to another membership level as your business changes or you want to take more training. So I'm just going to give you a quick way to kind of get to a chart on our website. If you go to relationshipcoachinginstitute.com to the main page, you will see a link near the top called Enrollment. And if you click on that link, everything you need to know about the pricing and the membership levels are there. And in that first paragraph, there's a link to a PDF that kind of in one page illustrates the different membership levels and everything that's included. Okay, so let's talk about how we help our members build a successful practice. Well, you kind of got a taste today with the information that David gave you, is that we do provide practice building training. And in fact, we have a 12-week practice building mentoring program that David leads. This program was developed by David based on his experiences building his practice. And it's an opportunity for our coaches to learn proven strategies and apply them to their individual practice at the same time that they're receiving mentoring from David. And we offer this program to many types of entrepreneurs at a price of $1,495, but it's included in the RCI membership levels, except for the basic level. So You're not paying $14.95 for this program. It is included. So that's one benefit. We've talked about the fact that we have these turnkey programs. We've got a lot of content so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And that, you know, is really important. These packaged, branded programs with products have international recognition. We have the turnkey programs and client manuals that you can use when working with singles and couples. You don't have to create the content. I can't tell you how beneficial that is if you want to fast track and build your coaching practice, because these programs have taken hundreds and hundreds of hours to develop. You don't need to spend that time. You just get trained on the programs and you use them with your clients. And there's special reports, there's articles that you can use on your website. We have loads of seminars that we've developed for singles and couples, and you can use that information to present to your own target audience. So, again, I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission. Cher was talking about the weekly mentoring calls with David. And David, what do you charge, $200 an hour?
Yep, that's my hourly rate.
Yeah. Okay, so you get $200 an hour worth of mentoring every week for free. That's included. And just show up, ask your question, get the help you need immediately. And then in addition, we also have a monthly support call for singles and couples issues. And both David and I and our staff are always available by email and telephone for support and consultation. So I don't know how much of a value we can put on that, David, but I think it's kind of priceless.
It is. It is. I don't know any other organization that is so, you know, member support focused. I'm very happy with that. I'd rather have a community of colleagues that works together and supports each other than, you know, sell training. I never wanted to sell training.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a perfect segue into the fact that we do have a community of like-minded coaches. We have a listserv. They communicate quite frequently in the group. There's lots of sharing of ideas, collaboration, support. Because, you know, coaching is can be a very isolating kind of profession. You know, you're working alone for the most part. So community is extremely important, and we have that. And we are very dedicated, both David and I, to helping you get clients. You know, that's important. If you don't have clients, you're not going to affect change in the world. So we help you in a number of ways. We have a coach directory where our coaches are listed, and our coaches do get referrals from that directory. And, you know, as David said, RCI is ranked number one in the Google search, so people searching for relationship coaching, we always come up, and we get a lot of the public going through to this directory. We also have some joint venture partners, and you may want to check out boomer-living.com, boomer-living.com, because if you click on their relationship area, you'll see that it's all about RCI coaches, okay? And our coaches provide content for that site, including articles, responses to our Ask a Coach area. There's a featured RCI Coach of the Week. There's links to our coach directory, and as I said, you know, we get a lot of traffic into that directory. And early next year, we're going to bring some additional opportunities to our coaches to get additional referrals and clients. And, you know, kind of along this line in terms of visibility, we're planning a nonprofit division. If some of you attended our Conscious Relationship Summit this spring, you know what I'm talking about. And this nonprofit is going to provide coaching programs for low-income singles and couples. It's going to be delivered by RCI member coaches, and it's going to be a way to give back to your community while making an income. Okay, so that's really important. The next thing I want to mention is that we offer two levels of certification for both the singles and couples training, including a master level of certification. You know, RCI is the first and largest relationship coach training institution, and we're a pioneer and leader in the field of relationships. So your certification means something. It's recognized. You know, you've done the work. You've become qualified to do the work that you're doing.
Bridget from Omaha is asking, I work with mental health therapists in private practice. They want to stay in mental health practice. Do they need to change their business model in order to benefit from RCI, or can they integrate it into their existing practices? So as a therapist, you can do coaching. Therapy is different from coaching, so it's important to keep them separate. However, you can do both, and a lot of therapists, you know, will tell you that they do coaching as part of what they do once they learn what coaching is. But let's say, for example, you want to work with singles and you want to offer the conscious dating program as a therapist. Great, go for it. And then you'll find that a lot of their therapy issues might come up, and then you'll end up doing therapy with that, and that's okay too. So, yes, you can do both. Lassus from Dublin has a couple of questions. He's asking, clarifying about reinventing the wheel. How can I create a program using RCI materials for seminars and workshops without copyrighting the materials? I think he means, you know, without violating the copyright. RCI members share the copyright. You have our permission. In fact, it's even in writing with our signature on it that you can, for example, take the agreement to your local print shop and show them this agreement and copy off our materials. So you share the copyright. You're able to use any of our materials in your practice to market, to deliver workshops and classes, and to coach your clients. What you cannot do are two things, among other things, but two things I can think of off the top of my head. One is you cannot call your business name by any of our trademarks, or you can't call yourself Relationship Coaching Institute of Dublin. You can't call yourself Conscious Dating of Dublin. You cannot do that. You also cannot present your own our words as your own. So if you're going to use a handout, for example, like one of our seminar handouts is the Relationship Readiness Quiz for Singles, and we encourage our coaches to use it as a seminar handout and to give a seminar around the 10 items on the quiz. Well, you can't, you know, present that as something that you created if you didn't create it. So you need to leave our copyright intact. So you cannot present our words or our materials as your own, but you have free rein to use them however you want in your practice. Bridget is asking, is there a listing of RCI-affiliated coaches somewhere so I can see if there are coaches in my area already? Well, there's two parts to that question. Number one, the second part is, so I can see if there are coaches in my area already. Bridget, doesn't matter. There's room enough for everybody. We have 450 or so members worldwide. There is more than enough business for everybody. It does not matter how many coaches are in your area. You can choose a niche and own your niche. You do not need to worry about competition. And the first part of the question, is there a listing of RCI-affiliated coaches somewhere? Well, we don't publish a list of every RCI coach. That, to me, would be violation of privacy. When you sign up for RCI, you know, some people want privacy and some people don't. We do have our coach listings where we invite our coaches to submit their profile and be listed on our website so that people can find them and get business from that. And to see what that looks like, just go to relationshipcoachinginstitute.com and click on the box on the right that says, you know, I'm part of a single or a couple, and you'll see the link to our singles coaches and our couples coaches. So realize that's a fraction of our members. And I oftentimes wonder why more of our members don't submit, you know, their profile and to be up on our website. But it must be because they're either busy or they don't want to. So if they don't want to, okay. But if they're too busy, really, it's a no-brainer. It's a member benefit. It does work. The coaches that are listed do get business from that.
Okay. We have a question from Dragon in Holland. And he says he's got a full-time job, coaching and counseling practice, and he can't quit his full-time job, but he wants to gradually make the switch to relationship coaching. So he's asking, you know, how do people deal with this issue? How do they transition when they have a full-time job?
This is my passion. I have two big professional passions. I mean, my biggest personal passion is my wife, but I have two big professional passions. One is relationship coaching. The other is having a successful practice and being able to be self-employed and having the freedom of self-employment. You know, like who was it, Barb or Cher, that was talking about, you know, making spaghetti and, you know, really loving the self-employment lifestyle. You know, I love the self-employment lifestyle. I'm presenting to you right now in shorts and a T-shirt from my home office. You know, I don't have to dress up. And, I can go for a run with my wife, and I can work in the garden, and I can, you know, the self-employment lifestyle is the way to go. And in today's world, there is no such thing as a secure job. However, there's a heck of a lot of security in self-employment. You have total control over your fate. And
so to transition then.
Well, that is what we help folks do here at Relationship Coaching Institute. We give you the tools, we give you the strategy, we give you the support and the mentoring. If you want to do it, we'll help you do it.
Okay, great. And then Valerie asks, and then we'll open up the lines to telephone questions, what educational level or experience should one have to become a credible coach? Are there resources you would recommend?
The thing about coaching that drives me crazy is anybody can call themselves a coach. It's just like a consultant. Anybody can call themselves a consultant. And so the question of, well, how do you become a credible coach? Well, if you are already a licensed mental health professional, you're already a practitioner of some kind, you already have letters after your name, you don't need any more credibility for coaching. I mean, people take your word for it that you're qualified to do what you do because you got, you know, in my case, my letters are MA, MFT, CLC, master's degree in psychology, licensed marriage and family therapist, certified life coach. So for you, if you don't have a degree, you don't have a license of some kind, then having certification really is all the credibility you need. Frankie Doran, master relationship coach, certified by the Relationship Coaching Institute. Frankie Doran, licensed member, Relationship Coaching Institute. So by Frankie's association with the Relationship Coaching Institute, the first and largest relationship coach training organization, and the fact that she's a member and licensee is all the credibility and all, you know, nobody's going to question her qualifications. What do you think, Frankie?
I agree 100%. And let's open it up to the phone lines.
Okay. Okay, guys, lines are open. Thank you for hanging in there as long as you have. It's been an hour and 45 minutes. What's on your mind? What questions do you have about relationship coaching, RCI, building a practice, getting clients, marketing, any of that stuff?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Hey.
I want to thank you so much for the valuable work that you do, and I really appreciate it. I have a couple of questions, actually. I'm not going to take over, though, but I do want to know, I see that you do have the levels of coaching, and I'm really interested in becoming a certified coach someday soon. However, I think I'm going to get that. I think it's the level for those that have their license, the LP. I'm an LPC and an NCC, National Certified Counselor, and as well as a licensed professional counselor in the state of Georgia.
Yep.
Definitely interested in that sector of your membership, but I wanted to know if you were considering, you know, later on down the line, if you know that coaching is something you want to do. Do you have a something set up where someone would be able to pay, I guess, the additional fee that they needed to get that certification, or do they have to start all over? How does that work?
Oh, Frankie, you got an answer for that.
It depends on the membership level. If you are a helping professional, as you are, you can join at either the basic membership level or the premium. The basic gives you the singles coach training. The premium gives you the singles, the couples, the practice building coach training. If in addition to that, and this is all the relationship training, if in addition to that you want a life coach certification, you would join at the premium plus. And indeed for people who are not helping professionals, who are aspiring coaches, who have no background, they need to join at the premium plus level because then they will get their basic coach training. At the same time, though, that they're taking this 6-month certification program, they can start the relationship coach training. So they can, you know, register for the life coach training at the same time that they're starting the singles coach training. that answer your question?
I would just like to chime in about that, that if I were a licensed helping professional like she is, and I am, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I wanted to get into coaching, and I wanted some coaching training, and I wanted to focus on relationships, I would sign up with RCI in a second because of all that it offers, but I would probably sign up at a lifetime level. And here's why. I could get the coach training and everything I wanted at the Premium Plus level, but if I knew that this is my profession, this is my career, I'm going to want to do it for a long time, and I'm going to want the ongoing benefit from my RCI membership, I want the lifetime level. I don't want to pay a monthly fee. I'd rather just join once, pay once, and get everything. So that would be my suggestion. But if you know the Premium Plus level is the level at which the life coach training is included, and when I started out, I took life coach training, and I took it from an organization, and I paid thousands of dollars for it, and it was very valuable, and it was totally worth it, and I was trained as a coach, rather than just sort of making it up, you know, what coaching is, like I see some people do. So that would be my recommendation.
And, you know, you can upgrade, so you could start at one level and then decide that you wanted the life coach training, you know, 3 months down the road, and then upgrade to that level to include that training. So if you go onto the website, you'll see the membership chart, the pricing. And like I said, please feel free to contact me. I'm happy to give you a call and work through the details.
Okay, great. And so then if you needed to upgrade, you just pay the difference of what you pay for the Premium Plus?
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah.
Great.
Hi. I was wondering if your training is accredited by the ICF, the International Coach Federation?
Our Life Coach training program is an ICF-certified program, and the rest of our relationship coaching programs are about to be certified. Okay, so we have a number of our coaches who have received their PCC and MCC using our training hours. So it is accepted by ICF, but we are not what they term an ACTP, an accredited coach training program. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that does. Thank you. And I also wanted to know which would be the best package if I just wanted the forms and the workshop materials.
Well, it depends on who your target audience is. Is it singles? Is it couples? Is it both?
It's both.
Okay. Then it would be the premium. If you are currently a coach, you have coach training already?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. Then the premium level would be the level that gives you pretty well everything that you need.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm looking online, Frankie, and we have a testimonial from Lassus in Dublin.
Yes.
He says, I'm a lifetime member of RCI. There are lots of benefits, more value than the cost, and it's important to go for it. I can help many to sign up for it. You will appreciate me later if you do. I think he means it can help.
Yeah. Thank you, Lassus.
Thank you, Lassus.
I was wondering, how does one become a master coach? How does one get that qualification?
Our top-level certification is Master Relationship Coach. And what that means is that you've achieved the master level of certification for singles and couples. So we have Certified Relationship Coach for Singles, Master Relationship Coach for Singles, Certified Relationship Coach for Couples, Master Relationship Coach for Couples. The top level, if you've achieved master level for singles and for couples, is Master Relationship Coach.
Okay.
And you need to work with some clients
and
turn in documentation of that.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of your participation in the trainings, live. You have to attend a certain number and attending the labs as well. Labs are the practicums where you get together in a small group and you practice and apply what you've learned in the training and then participate as a master coach intern, meaning that you lead the practicum, so you're getting experience in coaching and, you know, in a very safe, easy environment because it's all your colleagues. And you are working with clients and you turn in your documentation and then you can achieve your certification.
That sounds
great.
How long does it take, would you say, for someone to do the certified marriage or couples coaching to be certified, and then how much more time would it take to become a master relationship coach with the couple? Or is the master only when you do singles and couples?
No, you can become a master singles coach without being a master couples coach. You can focus on that niche. But you need to take the training. So if it's just singles, the training for that is about 5 months. You need to be working with a client. You need to, it's probably going to take you another 3-4 months to get your master certification. And with the couples, it would be probably 6 to 8 months of training, depending on the training schedule, to get your certification, and then probably another 5 to 6 months to get your master certification.
Okay. And then once one is a certified couple, is most of the work done over the phone?
It depends on how you want to set up your practice. A lot of our coaches do coaching over the phone. With couples, it's more challenging to do it over the phone, and so a lot of our coaches do face-to-face couples coaching. We're at the top of the hour, and what I'm going to do is just to invite you to contact me. I would be happy to arrange a time to call you. You can leave a message for me at the toll-free number 888-268-4074 or email me, Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-I-E, at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. Honestly, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to make sure that you really understand what we're all about and that your questions are answered so that you're making the right choice for you. And I hope I speak to many of you. So thank you for joining us today.